Henry McKean, our own Henry McKean, has been speaking to people today around the country about what they'd like to see announced today, tonight, what things they are most looking forward to being able to do in December that they can't currently do. Henry, I understand you've been in Navan and County Meath. What's the atmosphere like there?
Yeah, I was in Cavan and County Meath. I'm now in rural Meath. And you could say the atmosphere, people are nervous, they're excited. I got to meet Keely Pentney, who runs Salon Select, a hairdresser supplier.
Oh, sure. We're very, very excited to be back up and running. It's, you know, it's absolutely vital to our industry and to be able to get back up and into work and actually be doing something.
And how difficult has it been?
Oh, it's been so hard. Like, it's been tough on all small businesses, you know what I mean? Being closed and trying to survive. But what can you do? You have to.
And are your customers ringing you, looking for scissors, looking for hair dryers?
They are. Our customers have been so supportive. We could not do anything without our customers. They've been calling and placing their orders for collection or delivery. And just those little things like that have been keeping us going, really. And even hearing their voices has been great.
And do you think there will be a rush on barbers? I know my hair is out of control, the hair I have left. But do you think people will want to get a Christmas haircut?
Oh, I can imagine so, yeah. Like, it'll be absolutely vital. For all the men anyway that get their hair cut nearly every week, they'll be rushing back to the barbershop, and even the women for the haircuts, the highlights. So hopefully it'll keep our industry going.
So you're excited, you're looking forward to it?
Absolutely.
I actually feel sorry for the likes of the hairdressers, the beauty, but they were doing absolutely everything, but everything brilliantly they were. And then to be classed into that one thing that, you know, the wrong thing was actually a bit wrong.
You felt they should have been considered essential?
I definitely would have, yeah, yeah. Things, the hygiene and everything else.
They did try with the PPE, with the social distancing.
Yeah, definitely so. And the likes of those should have been left open. Other things should have been closed, yeah, fair enough. Like we'd normally go to my wife's dad for Christmas, but this year we're not going. And that's the first time we haven't done that in 20 years. So we just have one Christmas isn't going to kill us.
Will you want to go to a restaurant or a gastro pub from the 7th of December? Will you want to do anything?
I'd love to do that. Yeah, I would. I'd love to get back out for a meal with my wife. That would be just lovely. But whether it's sensible or not is another question.
And what sort of Christmas will you have?
Quiet.
You're going to have a quiet one?
Yeah, very quiet. It'll just be ourselves. We'll have grandkids for an hour or two on Stephen's Day or whatever, but
so you'll really cut back?
Yeah, it's going to be really shut down this year. It has to be. It's as simple as that. It just has to be.
All right, some of the views there, Henry, what people are looking forward to. People are already texting in, wondering what they can do. Can we travel between counties, wonders one listener. I think only from the 18th of December, that's when the county travel ban will be lifted. Another wondering, are golf courses open? Apparently, golf courses will be open from Tuesday. Keep those texts coming on 53106. Henry, I suppose, wherever you go, you'll meet people who, despite what that last person said about, you know, the need to be careful and follow good advice, there will be those who reject the advice.
Yeah, Kieran, you know, 99.9% of us are doing our level best to keep COVID-19 at bay. And I suppose every town in Ireland has people that don't agree with the advice. They refuse to wear a mask, including this man.
What I feel is there should be no lockdown, and we should have had no lockdown, because it is the opposite to what they should have done. Everybody should mingle, and you lock up, or you sort of look after the people who are vulnerable. Or maybe if people get this flu, they stay at home. Well, it's a different name. It's similar to a flu. And the most qualified scientists and doctors say the same thing. But if they say that, it's taken down from YouTube.
So you're going to trust someone you don't know online over the HSE?
I trust a man with qualifications, not just one man.
You do realise that the coronavirus is real?
No.
You don't?
No. It has never been isolated.
And you're not wearing a mask?
I never did, ever did. And because...
Are you allowed into the shops?
I am.
With no mask?
I am. I've got an exemption. You're not entitled to ask me what is the problem or why am I exempt.
I'm not. You don't have to tell me.
Yeah.
And are you a conspiracy theorist?
That was only a thing that was taught up by the lefty Democrats to try and put down the people who knew the truth. So they called them, you know.
And what do your friends and family think of your stance?
Yeah, well, my family is down the country, I don't communicate that way, and they're indoctrinated into the mask wearing because they're watching RTE.
But instead just find some random stuff online, that
no,
there's no facts.
Search scientific truths online.
Oh, yeah, look, Henry, it'd be the easiest thing in the world to ridicule that fella. I feel a bit sorry for him, like, having got sucked down the rabbit hole on YouTube. Like, his family don't even speak to him anymore, and he doesn't speak to them. It's kind of sad, really. Look, you met a fish seller as well from Omeath?
Yeah, I did. I met this, I basically came across a fish van in Navan, and they'd sold out of fish. So people were out and about. It was busy this afternoon in Navan. But this fish seller, he's worried about cross-border shopping and travel.
My name is John McKevitt. I'm from Carlingford. I work with Morgan's Fish. And we're here in the middle of Navan on a beautiful winter's afternoon.
And this is your fish stall, your fish van?
Yeah, this is Morgan's Fish van. Myself and Joe work for them. And we're sold out today.
You're sold out of fish?
Yes.
Already?
Already, yeah. And we're getting ready to depart for Omeath, which is where the factory is.
To get more fish?
No, we're finished for today because we rose at 4 o'clock this morning.
And how do you feel about the easing of the lockdown?
I think we live on the border. I think we have a problem. And our problem is the whole thing should have been done on an all-Ireland basis. Because when you're living close to the border, you have so much travel between Dundalk, Newry, Carlingford, and Omeath and Newry. And I often wonder, we drive here early on a Thursday and Friday morning, and we see just lines of northern cars heading for the sites in Dublin. So there's a huge cross-border. I don't know whether it's a problem. The experts will tell you whether that's a problem or not, but my feeling is that it will be. What's going to happen is we're going to open up for Christmas, and then January will be back down, probably because of alcohol.
So you think people will drink, people perhaps might not obey the rules, they might hug?
They're not obeying the rules at the moment. Joe, my buddy here, was up in Newry last night, and it's full of Dublin cars. So the guards are on the road, right? I'm sure they're doing their best, but where are you going? I'm going shopping. They can't turn you back, or don't seem to turn you back. So for some people, they are obeying the rules, but for others, they're irrelevant to them.
Yeah, John McKevitt there from Morgan's Fish. Henry, people, are they generally excited about the prospect of a little bit more freedom from Tuesday?
Yeah, you could feel it in the air. People are excited about this announcement, not just the Late Late Toy Show, but this announcement. but mixed, you know, real mixed views from people. But most people said they're going to have a smaller Christmas, but they are looking forward to the restaurants and the gastro pubs reopening on the 7th of December. I asked these people, what would be the first thing they'll do when the lockdown is eased next week?
First thing I would do is definitely go abroad straight away. Like, I'd usually go a few times a year and I haven't been able to go once, so.
I think at this stage people are getting confused, actually, as to what's open and what's not.
It is hard to keep up, isn't it?
It's hard to keep up with it. It is, actually. It definitely is. I'm coming up close to Christmas. I'm not against, I know they have to do something and I know there is a virus out there, but it is confusing.
What will the first thing you will do once we come out of level 5? What will you get up to this Christmas?
Just go out to a restaurant and have something to eat.
Just to have something in a restaurant so you didn't have to cook?
Just not have to cook. Absolutely. That would be just heaven.
And what will you order in the restaurant?
Steak and cream potatoes. Believe it or not, I'm not into the chips that much.
So cream potatoes.
And cream potatoes, yes. Yeah.
I'm looking forward to, like, all the shops opening up again for the kids, like, to get shoes and clothes and stuff that I need for them. And I'm really looking forward to the hairdressers opening up, so get things back to a bit normal again.
And how difficult has it been not being able to get clothes and shoes in shops?
Oh, it's been really difficult, to be honest. I have been trying to do online shopping. I've never done it before. And to get sizes for the kids and stuff, it's really hard. So yeah, that's why I'm looking forward, because at least I can go into the shops and in other sizes be there for them.
Well, they're going to open up the things for Christmas coming in anyway, regardless what we think. So I don't know, if everybody just does what they're supposed to do, wash their hands, keep their face covered. I just try to keep away from the whole lot of it as much as possible, shop online and that kind of thing.
Well, hopefully I'll be having a meal with my family.
That's what you hope
hopefully,
to be doing.
And I'll be able to go to church.
So you want to go to church and
yes.
You want to have the family over?
Yes, definitely.
And how many in the family?
5 children.
So perhaps maybe 15 in the home?
Yeah, 15 to 20.
And will you hug them?
They're doing this, elbow.
You'll do the elbow?
Yeah.
But you do want them in your home?
Oh yeah, definitely. I wouldn't be a Christmas without it. Well, I won't be going anywhere. I'll be just having them in my home. And they're all around.
They're all near you.
Yes.
They're all within the 5K.
Yeah.
Yeah, some of the views there from Navan and County Meath as recounted to Henry McKean, our own Henry McKean.